discussion on is support the FEMA flood insurance program by encouraging communities and individuals to remain in or join the program. And there was some talk about needing more information because of the NOAA fisheries buyout. So any particular comments on this one?
We don't know any more about the buyout now than we did.
I don't think there's any additional information about that anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it's whether you want to have this in here as an objective or if you don't want to have this as an objective.
Because didn't we talk about trying to get somebody from FEMA or NOAA to discuss this?
And yes.
It seems to me, I don't know how we make a decision about this until we understand what it means.
Absolutely. So in light of that, what I'd suggest is you take it out right at this point in time. We won't lose it, but that's an idea. Or we cross it out.
How about
wait a minute. Bob, I'd say the buyout thing is being, I mean, do we want to have a flood insurance program schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, I think the answer to that is yes. Okay. There are some things that have recently happened that complicate that program. But the fact of the matter is we've got to have a flood insurance program schedule.
Could it change to support a flood insurance program?
The FEMA flood insurance program.
I think if you just went with the National Flood Insurance Program as it exists and don't get so linked into the FEMA flood mapping, which is the next.
Well, you have flood mapping, but I mean, generally you need to have a flood insurance program. You need to encourage people who are in harm's way to participate in the flood insurance program. Larry?
I certainly don't have any problem being involved in some kind of flood insurance program. The implications with regard to the FEMA buy-up and NOAA is the way Dykstra manages very different, the way the Corps manages could be very different, and so to say that you want to continue that program, I think can have very significant consequences on who's how the county growth goes forward, and frankly, how Dykstra managed. I mean, so I can't imagine people who are opposed to a flood insurance program, but I think to say that you support it without knowing what might it mean, there's some risk associated with that. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if you read the buy-up, it says essentially levee management is very different. Vegetation management is different.
Well, it says that there should be a moratorium on everything in the flood plain.
It says way more than that, Bob, yeah. I think.
So,
I mean,
so let me ask this. Understanding that I understand this bigger issue, but Cynthia's proposed some language up here. Support county participation in the FEMA flood insurance program. Could you support that right now? You might change this objective later on when you find out more about the fisheries buyout.
Why would you cross out the rest of it then?
I don't have to.
We don't have to.
I just thought maybe it would be better to simplify it.
Well, as it exists.
You know, I just got a flyer. I was sent out, I think, by the city of Burlington, which is encouraging people in Zone Bs to get into the flood insurance program and buy flood insurance. And, you know, I think that those are good moves for communities, is to encourage the use of the flood insurance program.
Bob, tell them what Zone B is. I don't know what the difference is.
In the flood mapping, you end up with different zones. You end up with areas that are within what they call a 100-year floodplain and areas that aren't in the 100-year floodplain. And if you're real close to the 100-year floodplain, you're in a Zone B. If you're on the top of a hill, you're in a Zone C. So it's just a matter of how the map shows the different zones. So, you know, I think encouraging people to participate in the program, even if they don't have to participate in the program, is a good measure for a comprehensive flood hazard management.
I would agree with Bob that without the flood insurance program, no one gets a loan on their house through FDIC. No one can refinance. No, I mean, it's the downside to not having a flood insurance program is terrible. We have to participate in it, whether we want to or not.
Dave?
An edit would make me a little happier. In the second line, there's the word buy, and I don't think that's really what we're intending. I think it needs to be and encourage communities and individuals to remain in the program. And we're not gonna support participation by doing that.
So in understanding the bigger picture, which we don't have time to talk about tonight, support county participation in the FEMA flood insurance program and encourage communities and individuals to remain in or join the program. Larry?
I guess from my view, and we're trying to work on a consensus process, I guess,
yes.
I won't oppose the language, but I don't support it, and I want to make sure that that's in the record somewhere, because I don't know what it means to support the county's participation in the FEMA flood program subsequent to what's happened in NOAA.
Can you suggest an edit that would make it?
No, because I don't know what the implications are. It may be a really bad thing to continue in the FEMA program. I just don't know.
So here's what I'm hearing, that we may not be able to get to the language. We made a note in it, and I looked at the person who's keeping the notes for the summary, and they are writing that down, that there's a note about that. Is the language then, with that understanding, we'll turn that to green 1.4. And even leave it in, need more information because of no official buyout. Just leave that in there.
That'd be a nice footnote.
Is that okay?
Can we have a note to revisit it when we figure out what the deal is?
In a way, you can revisit all of these later on. I don't think you have to have it. I mean,
yeah, but we're going to have plenty of work to do. I don't think we're going to be coming back every month to review these things.
Because of that, need more info because of no fisheries buyout, I think that'll be your. Is that okay, Bob? Have that? Okay.
No.
Okay, next one. Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1.5, support continued countywide participation in the federal community rating system of the National Flood Insurance Program. And this was a friendly amendment to that came via email. If it is determined to be effective in reducing flood damages risks and is not actually promoting development within the Skagit River floodplain, and then if the program goes away, so does the support. Need more information on CRS and on the buyout again. Thoughts on this one?
Do we need this one if we have the last one, which is encourage people's participation in the flood insurance program? I don't know what more this one buys us.
Well, the community rating system, though, is helpful at reducing
costs.
Premiums. Yeah. And you know, take a look at the communities. Like Burlington has been very actively pursuing lower rating, and it has been very helpful in reducing their flood insurance premiums for citizens in the city of Burlington. So I think overall, it's a good thing for everybody in Skagit County to participate in the community rating system.
Basically, it's a flood awareness program.
On the difference between the two. Cynthia, do you want to?
Well, you know, so the National Flood Insurance Program is an insurance program, and the community rating system is a voluntary program that communities join to, just as Bob said, reduce flood insurance premiums for individuals. And that's really, you know, the only thing it does. So it's completely voluntary, and it's a scale. The more activities that a community does to, you know, keep people better informed about their flood risk and do good forward planning and all kinds of activities like that, there's a whole big, huge list of them, the better rating the community gets, and then the lower, you know, better discount each individual gets on their flood insurance premiums. So it's completely voluntary. You know, I haven't seen the numbers for Skagit County, but I'm sure it makes sense to be involved because I bet it saves individuals a lot of money. Is that right?
$700,000.
Yeah.
My feeling is that this is the biggest hypocritical program that the federal government's ever put together in an insurance program. I'm all in favor of lowering people's insurance rates, but rewarding the city of Burlington and Mount Vernon for having the worst land use planning in the state of Washington, I mean, how do you justify that? These people are putting shopping malls and subdivisions and offices and infrastructure in the bottom of allegedly the most dangerous river in the west coast of America. And yet the federal government's saying, if you let everybody go out on I-5, we'll lower your insurance rate just a little bit. Well, we saw how good that evacuation route worked in 2003. Every looky-loo that crossed the bridge stopped on the bridge to look at the river. No one's going to move out of Burlington on I-5 unless we shut it down at Conway and Bull Hill. It's an absurd thing. I mean, again, my two cents. I just I look at it as one of the most hypocritical programs the federal government's ever came up with.
So with that endorsement, what do you think?
Well,
Larry, ahead, Daryl first and then Larry.
Yeah, I want to make sure to restate what I said before. Absent knowing what this means, the biological opinion said it damages salmon. The FEMA program damages salmon because it encourages growth in the floodplain. That's what it says. Same thing with the community rating system. So I don't know what that means with regard to us supporting that program or not, and I don't want to stop. If people feel strongly about supporting that language, I don't want to get in the way of it. I just want to be clear that...
We'll make sure the notes actually cover that point. I'm looking now at me, in case Tom doesn't capture it.
But with that, with what you just said, there's no reason to even pursue any further this comprehensive flood hazard management plan because there would be no projects.
Not true. I mean, the BIOP is a big document. And it doesn't say you can't do anything in the floodplains. It says you can't encourage development in the floodplains. The program encourages development, which has these secondary effects. That doesn't mean you can't do anything there. And I would also say it's a complicated document that I don't understand, and I've had three discussions with NOAA already. So that's why I'm just reluctant to say, well, let's support that, because I don't know what it means.
Yeah, but until we do know, I think we can proceed forward. I mean, you could apply that to almost everything that we're talking about right now.
And Larry, I think that's what you said with a caveat. Daryl?
Yeah. Can I put this in a dollars and cents type of scenario? We take this out and we don't encourage counties and cities to help people lower the cost of living, and then we come back and say, hey, by the way, we want to tax you to build a flood project, even though your flood insurance went up because we won't support the CRS. Where is that taking us?
So here's what I'm hearing. Is turn this to green. There's the caveat that'll show in the notes, and we'll still leave that caveat down below, which need more information on the CRS and on the BIOP. And it seems to me you're very similar then to what you had before. Anybody opposed? So I would also...
Bob, I guess on this one and on the other one with the footnote, I'd be more comfortable if instead of just saying we need more information that we're going to revisit.
Okay.
Which I think is the intent of what we've been talking about. On that one and the one.
Okay. Is that okay if we change in both of these to revisit?
Okay, but if we leave the tag on there that says if it is determined to be effective in reducing flood damages and is not actually promoting development within the Skagit River floodplain, within the corporate limits of Mount Vernon and Burlington, we have a lot of development in the floodplain. We have a lot of people that have flood insurance on that development in the floodplain. I think that last part of that sentence should be removed.
Starting with if it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the blue edition.
Right. I don't agree with that.
But you don't agree with encouraging development? You're speaking specifically to the urban areas.
In certain areas in the floodplain, we already have development there. And that development does serve the community.
But so at what point do you stop further development?
I think that you... At what point do you stop further development? If we provide a higher level of flood protection, we are going to encourage development in the floodplain areas, unless we determine that we don't want to do that and we want development to go away from the floodplain. Development. The development of businesses and homes in the floodplain.
I'm confused then, Bob. Do you think it's a good idea to have more development in the floodplains or a bad idea?
I think within the urban areas that we have, it's good to focus the development in those areas and not to try to make that development go elsewhere.
So can we just edit that last statement to indicate that more development within the
outside the non-UGA areas,
or whatever.
The non-UGA. Right. Okay. So is not actually promoting the development within the
rural areas of Skagit River.
Okay, can we
look at natural resource lands? Rural actually doesn't include floodplain because by definition,
ag land is in the flood.
Okay, are we close?
Some mineral resource land like.
Are we close here? If it is determined to be effective in reducing flood damages risks and is not actually promoting development within the rural areas of Skagit County. Everybody okay?
On the rural end.
Outside of the urban
yeah,
growth boundaries.
I would call the urban growth boundary a measure.
So that's the line in the sand. I mean, I'd support that. If that's the line in the sand, you're drawing.
Okay, outside the... Okay. Everybody stay focused on the language that we have here.
You still want floodplain in there, though, right?
And is not actually it's promoting okay development outside the urban growth areas of Skagit County.
Uh-huh.
And how do you fit floodplain in there, Bob?
Well, I guess it's...
Okay. Everybody okay?
Yep.
With the caveat.
Thanks.
Okay? Green.
We're going to
based on what Dave said, we're going to put in revisit, okay? So